Dave Moore on Today FM.
Called this fella and said, will you come in and have a chat? And he said he will, and I'm glad he did, because he is one of the funniest men on the internet. In fact, I have a group of friends on a WhatsApp group. He doesn't know this, but every time a video goes up, there's a new one, there's like a klaxon goes off in the WhatsApp group and it goes, new Peter McGann video, new Peter McGann. People don't even watch the video, they just see the first few seconds, go, it's new, and then we all kind of collectively, as quickly as we can, watch it and react, which is usually by people just falling around the floor laughing. Peter McGann is, he's everything. He is a comedian, he is an influencer, which we'll get to in a few minutes time. He's doing constant comedy videos online. He's an actor as well. There's lots to talk about there. And he's part of the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, where he'll be all weekend. Peter McGann, good morning.
That was the best intro I've ever got in my life.
Wow! It was long and meandering. You'd know I'm jet-lagged after coming back from my summer holidays.
But that makes it more impressive and honest.
Come here. Let's talk about the fact that you are now a Scotch egg influencer.
Yeah, it's probably the thing I'm most proud of. Vicar Street, none of that.
No, don't mind that.
This is where it's at now. Yeah, I saw Big Mike's and Black Rock. They put out a call the other week asking for suggestions for a limited edition Scotch egg. What would you do differently? And I pitched them. I replied, out of the goodness of my own heart, I had been already thinking about it, because I only made a Scotch egg a few weeks prior for the first time. Italian sausage.
So if anyone doesn't know, the Scotch egg is the egg wrapped in meat.
Wrapped in sausage meat,
breaded and then deep fried.
Oh, it's the best.
Big fan.
I just made my first one a few weeks prior to that.
How did you find the actual making process? Like, I think it's quite a brave thing to do.
I didn't deep, this one I cooked in the oven, I don't have a deep fryer. Oh, okay, it was like a black pudding and sausage mix, so it was like it held together well. But this one, so I was like, Italian sausage, why don't you try that? And sure enough, a few days later, on their menu for a limited time only, they had the Italian sausage Scotch egg.
Did they call it the Peter McGann?
They didn't.
Oh!
We'll get to that, because right. I was on holidays, so I missed it anyway. And I would have obviously gone in and demanded a free one.
Of course, naturally.
One at least. But so anyway, I just decided I'd use my small but loyal fan base when I got home to pressure Big Mike's into putting it back on the menu.
Right, okay.
This could have been a disaster for them. It could have cost them money, but I still wanted to have my Italian sausage made.
And did they relent? Have they agreed?
They've agreed. I think they're going to let me come into the kitchen and design a Scotch egg of my own concoction. So I'm already kind of drawn up diagrams.
I was going to say, yeah, what else can you... I mean, because obviously the sausage meat... The egg seems integral. Yeah. I don't think you can mess with that. I mean, you could go different types of egg.
Cheese. This is what I think.
Oh, cheese.
Get Italian sausage and Italian cheese. This is what I'm thinking. I don't want to give away all my secrets.
No, don't.
So, turn off the radio if you're listening to this. No. I just trump it out, like, imagine, like a mozzarella or something like that.
Skin with
like
cheese.
Oh, my God. I think I've... Surely it's been done, but if
now,
it hasn't...
I'm going to throw something out there that may have been done. What about a dessert Scotch egg?
That's disgusting.
Hang on. Get a mini egg, put a mini egg inside a Cadbury cream egg, wrap that in caramel and deep fry that with breadcrumbs.
That is actually, okay. I don't have a big sweet tooth, but that is actually, I know people that would eat that.
That would, for sure.
Not by choice, their final meal.
And I would imagine the Scottish have already done it, so I'm probably, way off. Come here, Paddy Power Comedy Festival is coming along, and there's something, next weekend, the whole of Dublin turns into effectively a giant comedy venue.
Yeah.
It's sober. So the Ivy Gardens is the kind of main hub, I guess.
Yeah.
But then dotted around the place are comedy clubs and places that happen to always got comedy clubs. But you go, where are you? You're doing a show in Whelan's, right?
I'm doing three. I'm doing Whelan's with Unshaw, Comedy Unshaw. They're doing a gig on the Thursday at 9:30 in Whelan's. And I'm on with the likes of Kyla Cobbler and Kevin McGarren. And I'm buzzing for that. Richie Brie will be emceeing, is one of my all-time faves. So I'm really excited about that.
And that's not in the Ivy Garden, because that's out,
exactly,
as you said, in a different place.
They have these little kind of isolated gigs in the likes of Wayne and stuff, but then on the Saturday and Sunday I'll be in the Ivy Garden.
Oh, so in the tents.
Which is the best. It's like you walk in and as you say, it's just a comedy festival in the literal festival terms. Like there's tents, there's food stalls, there's bars, there's you can get your drinks. It's the best crack. I love it. Best weekend of the year now.
Are you doing the big tent?
I am, finally. Fine.
This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. Too big of a deal. Like I'm like squeaky bum time. Like I'm there. Like I'm on a bill with like Tommy Tiernan is the headliner. That so people to be kind to me. They're not necessarily see me. So I.
Oh no.
It's a double thing.
I don't agree with that.
But it's the double whammy of going out to people who are waiting to see someone else. So that's like, it's going to be exciting and a real gauntlet.
Do you think the things people know you for, so your social media videos, the comedy you do, Scotch the different characters, Scotch Eggs now,
comedy's in the past, Dave, come on, keep up.
But like, you know, the Irish filmmaker, the French DJ, you know, the excited British gangster and all that, like, do you think those things, or some of my favourite ones are just like you increasingly just turning up the level of uncomfortableness with the Zoom and there's so many elements of your filmmaking I think are astounding. But do you think that those, if people know you just from that, that that is reflective of what they get when you stand up on stage and do stand-up comedy? Are they two different parts of you?
I try to make it the experience of like, oh, it's like a live version of one of my sketch as much as possible.
Right.
When, especially, for example, when you're doing like an hour show, you need some kind of points where it's just like, I'm doing some stand-up comedy that people can relate to. It's not just, because like a lot of people are coming to see you but in the tours, but then often other people are just coming to just see comedy or for the night out or whatever it may be.
Absolutely.
So I try, I'm not brave enough to go all in, so I try and have a balance. And like, it's not a 50-50 balance. I go more in my own kind of madness is the bulk,
of it. I'm glad, because I mean there's things like this that I heard recently, which is the Going for One by Peter McGann, isn't it?
Have you ever noticed you can never just go for one pint? Have you ever noticed that it's impossible just to go for one? You say to your mates, I'll meet you for one, and then you go for one, and then you, next thing you know, you're having two instead of one. Has anyone else noticed this? Is this a thing that's just unique to me and my friend group, or is this something that all of you can also relate to? The concept of not being able to go for one.
There's so many things about this that I love, but I'll get to them in a second when I play a song first. I'm going to take that on the radio.
Oh, mighty.
In honour of Peter McGann's Gary Barlow shirt he's wearing. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, here's Take That and Gonna Be Magic. More of Peter McGann in a second. And today, I've Peter McGann is here. Comedian, video creator, content creator, Scotch Egg influencer, and actor.
Well,
yeah. You've been doing a bit, haven't you? Because, like, is this something you've always done and you're kind of getting back into it because the comedy was got you? Yeah, you've always acted.
Yes, always been doing that. So basically when the comedy started doing well, I then immediately just tried to start segueing into things that I was doing beforehand.
You want to be the triple. You've got comedy, acting, modeling is obviously next.
Oh my God. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Of course.
Just need to ease off and
just open a button on that shirt and we'll all start taking photographs.
Yes.
So come here. So talk to me about the acting thing though, because it seems natural that somebody who is as talented as you are in front of the camera would have always done that. Now, look, he's getting a bit embarrassed here, but I'm being honest here.
Ah, thanks.
But it must be a love for years, though, if you're that good at it.
I love it. I do love it. It's what I'd be thinking about. I think about, like, the craft of that and the kind of techniques that more than I would say getting up on stage and telling a joke.
Gotcha.
Is way more elusive and something I feel way more at sea at. Whereas the acting, I can understand it, or I can see how you would get to, maybe if you give me a script, I'll be able to give somewhat of a performance.
Yes.
Whereas like kind of, even if I've written the jokes, you're getting up on stage, I'm like, I'm getting better at it. But
that also adds to, I think, the energy of your show.
Oh, that's, exactly. Use your weaknesses as a strength.
Well, talk to me about then, like, what stuff have you done recently that people should know about? Because there's been a fair bit. There's one scenario where I've seen you with long hair and denying, no, it wouldn't be you. Someone is denying that you are involved in.
Oh, is this Mr. King Cavanagh?
Yes.
Yeah, well, look, this is crazy. So King Cavanagh, an amazing artist, amazing musical artist, himself and some very talented people made some music videos for his new album, The County Star.
Right.
Incredible album, by the way. Go listen to it if you can. And this has been very generous here, because obviously I have nothing to do with it. But they used Pa Campion, a local Port Leash character, who, in their videos, he's an Elvis impersonator, a kit man, for the Port Leash football team, and he's just an all-round character. Like, and people just thought that I looked like him, I suppose, and they began to kind of tag me in things, and even like the director Kojak, who co-directed some of the videos with Robert Bass, he started tagging me in things, which I thought was very irresponsible, because then I'm just kidding. Look, if people want to think it's me, that's fine, but
let them off.
Yeah.
It absolutely isn't. Small Town Big Story
was amazing. Yeah, we shot that late 2023, and it came out this year, earlier this year. That was the blast. It was the biggest and coolest thing I've ever been involved
Chris
in.
Chris O'Dowd led, obviously. I mean, it got huge reaction. People absolutely loved it.
It did. They did. And like, anyone who was talking, like, it was like nothing else kind of I'd ever read when I read scripts. Mm. It's like, it was like this crazy kind of mishmash of like very real human drama and like outrageous comedy, and then as it turned out, sci-fi as well. And that's all stuff that I love. Like, and it's all I love to do is like do kind of character-driven comedy stuff. And gotcha. That was the best was version the best of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like doing your scenes with Eileen Walsh and Paddy Considine. It's like,
and Christina Hendricks.
And Christina, yeah. My first day of filming was Christina
Hendricks. Wow.
Like, that I was like talking about like.
Deep end stuff, but there's no better way to do it.
No, I agree, and she was bang on. And you're like, oh. When you see little things on set with her, it's like, oh, this person knows exactly. There's no kind of faffing or there's no ego or anything. It's like she's done so much kind of on camera work for the last, you know, 20
years.
Whatever
it is,
there's no, like, she'll just move if they need her to move over an inch. It was fascinating to watch and a great lesson in that kind of
brilliant action. One thing I've always wanted to ask you is, often you will do things on your comedy videos that might point a little bit at the direction of a radio show like mine, for example. I don't mean specifically, but I mean like in general, right? You know, there might be something like, even there, you know, when you're doing your Going For One thing, right? That video is a bit like,
I have to go.
I might spend my whole show going, guys, have you and your friends ever noticed, like, you know, in fact, in a few minutes, I'm going to do something about board games, and it's going to be like, have you and your friends ever? So, Are you having a go at me or people like me, or is there fondness in it? And you can be completely honest, Peter.
Okay, if I'm going to be completely honest, there is nothing but fondness. No, I love if that kind of content didn't exist, I frankly wouldn't have a career.
Right.
Because the sketch that changed my life is the Voice Note sketch.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for yourself or
whichever radio show I
wouldn't have made that sketch, and I probably wouldn't be in Small Town Big Story. So I didn't start off the way, but these days, sitting on my big pile of money in my mansion, out in Dalkey, it's my favourite thing in the world is radio. What I love about it though is that I did this Paul Mescal radio stations comparing Paul Mescal, and within you were the very first person that messaged me, and I loved that because you were laughing about it.
I was so funny.
Ryan Carrick from Joe. I had all these people messaging me, and then like it laughing about it. Anyone I slagged, basically, that's the sketch got onto me, and so everyone has a great sense of humour about it. But then I did hear that someone who I didn't think of, well, I wasn't referring to it, thought it was about them, and they were very annoyed about
it. Oh, that's good. That means, see, they don't have the self-awareness then to think that it's fun to be made fun of.
Which is telling, because the people I was making fun of all loved it. And they got, so I don't know what to do. But to get back to it, there's obviously fondness, but I'm a comedy person, so I'm looking for things like that that kind of sometimes might wind me up, and those are things that wind me up. But it's not like it enrages me.
I get it.
Stuff grist for the mill that
that's what, like, the great thing about it is that, as I said, most of us who work this side of the microphone, we totally understand. And I love you tagging radio stations and tagging brands and going like, please go get me involved. This
well,
one
can
of my
I just
favorite
say,
things in the world.
The radio stations take it very well.
I would say they
the
do.
The radio stations I tag take the joke.
Brilliant. Actually, speaking of jokes,
yes,
I have Days Bad Jokes on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I genuinely love that.
Okay, good. I'm glad there's some genuine love there. But is it true that you sometimes have a joke for me, but you haven't submitted it?
So what happens is I always listen to it and I always go, oh, I need to. I get so inspired and I'm like, I need to write something for Days Bad Jokes. And I never do. I'm always like, no, you need to be focused. You've got scripts here to do.
Yeah, you've got shows to do. Ivy Gardens.
But then when I knew I was coming on here, I was like, okay, I'm going to come on loaded to bear.
Yes!
So look, can I just, two things to preface.
Okay.
The first thing is, none of these jokes are indicative of my show, the material that's going to be in the Ivy Gardens, don't worry. But also, I spend more time on these than I have on any of my material.
Yes!
All right.
Okay, well then, Peter McGann's bad jokes, take it away.
Okay. What's Katy Perry's dog's least favourite of her songs?
I don't know. Firework.
All of them. He's got great taste. Why should you never trust an Italian called Simba?
I don't know.
He's a lion.
He's a lion!
How does... This one's another interactive.
Right.
How does famous Hollywood actress first name Reese eat her Sunday roast?
Witherspoon.
No, with a knife and fork, you freak. Where did... I regret this so much. No, where did Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein go on their honeymoon?
I don't know.
Bolton.
Bolton! Bolton!
Bolton. 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 Yeah, come on. Yeah. Just the other day, my ma just gave me, finally she gave me the talk about what goes on with the birds and the bees.
Oh, yeah.
There was a sting in that tale. Get in.
Oh, God.
Did you hear about the anti-woke comedian who had the tracheotomy?
No.
He can't say it anymore. Oh, Pancake Tuesday, more like Tummy Ache Tuesday. On account of the pain in my belly I do be getting from eating all of those pancakes on that particular Tuesday. That one needs a bit, maybe a bit
no, tighter. No, never perfect that joke. That is perfect. We've got one more.
Two more. Okay, be quick. What did Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein get divorced? Why did they get divorced? He was a pain in the neck and she had a few screws loose. And finally, what's Hannibal Lecter's least favourite dessert?
Don't know.
Spotted dick. There you go. That's all. This is a life achievement unlocked now.
Unbelievable. Peter McCann, go see him in the Ivy Gardens at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. He's on all weekend. Peter, thank you so much for coming in.
Dave Moore on Today FM.